dream.
Fire?
Yes, me. I would like to resign.
Resign as what?
As Jeff's mother. One trip through the living room, and that's what I've collected. I tell you, all summer long, I've picked up after him until I've got the bends. I've talked to him about it at least 20 times, and he doesn't hear a word.
Well, dear boys,
we'll be boys. You don't have to tell me, but somebody's told Jeff. Yesterday, I found a trail of strawberry jam from the refrigerator all the way to the television set. No wonder we've got ants.
Well,
he's done nothing but argue with Mary all summer long. Honey, I tell you, I can hardly wait till he gets back to school. Mom!
Jeff, come in here. Your mother's just been talking to me about you. Sit down.
Well, I didn't do it. Besides, it was an accident.
Now, Jeff, I just want to tell you that... I just want to tell you that... What was an accident?
Well, I don't know. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
You know.
No, I don't know.
Then what are you blaming me for?
Who said we were blaming you?
Because you always do. The least little thing, I always get blamed.
What is there to blame you for, Jeff?
Nothing.
Then what are we talking about?
Well, I don't know. You started it. I wasn't doing anything. You just called me in here.
Get out.
Sure, Dad.
And take all this junk with you.
I was just going.
Say, what's the idea of leaving all this lying around?
Well, I was just looking for it so I could put it away. How'd it get over here anyway?
Never mind. Don't try to hang it on me.
Well, I was looking all over for it. Come on.
You see what I mean? That's what I'm up against. I wonder what Dr. Gazelle would have to say to that.
My dear woman, I hate to tell you this, but your son is perfectly normal.
I wish you'd stop referring to him as my son. You have some responsibility in the matter.
But cheer up. Tomorrow he'll be back in school and it'll be somebody else's problem. Where's my next patient? Oh, look, darling. Remember, Jeff is a 12-year-old boy. He's at the point where the brook and the river meet.
Well, sometimes I think that brook of yours is flowing backwards. Dear?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
I just don't expect my grades to be too good this year, that's all.
Why not?
Because of this new teacher we've got, Miss McGinnis.
What's wrong with her?
Oh, boy, you open your mouth even and she jumps on you. And the stuff we've got. You should see the homework. Just because she got sore.
Well, what makes you think she was sore?
Because she made the whole class stay after school. The boys, anyway.
What for?
Nothing at all.
Well, honey, it couldn't have been nothing.
Well, a couple of the guys were kidding around. But is that anything to make all the boys stay after school for? Boy, is she mean.
Well, Jeff, that's not a very good way to start off the year. What is it you have against this teacher?
Nothing. She just hates me, that's all.
What makes you think that?
Well, I can tell.
How?
Lots of ways.
Well, what ways?
Never mind, I can tell. You'll see when I get my grades. She hates me, all right. And I'm not the only one. The other guys, they hate her, too.
Wait a minute. Does the teacher hate you, or do you hate the teacher?
Well, both. I mean, if somebody hates you, you hate them back, don't you?
Not necessarily.
Well, that way, everybody ends up hating everybody else. Suppose, instead, you did something nice for her.
Why should I?
Well, just to show that... Well, just to be friendly, that's all.
Well, you won't catch me buttering her up. What do you think the other guys had said?
He's always got along so well with his teachers.
Oh, he's probably just got under his skin, that's all.
Well, that's no way for a teacher. Teachers are supposed to know how to handle such things.
Sweetheart, let me remind you, just yesterday you were saying you couldn't stand the little darling.
But I'm his mother. I mean, that's her job.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not a teacher.
Jeff says he's sick. Morning.
Sick? Oh, darling, would you go?
How sick is he?
Well, I think you can finish your grapefruit first.
Darling, would you mind? You're the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
if I hear that you... I understand you're not feeling well.
Well, yeah, but I didn't mean for you to come all the way upstairs, Dad.
So I see. Where don't you feel well?
Well, I'll probably be all right in a couple of days. Don't worry.
Where don't you feel well?
Well, you know, all over.
Headache?
Well, yeah, kind of, now that you mention it.
Open your mouth. Wider.
What'd you see?
I think we'd better take your temperature.
Well, I may not have any, Dad.
We'll see.
Well, you know, some people, they run a little temperature all the time, but it doesn't mean a thing.
So I've heard.
Well, you told me so yourself. So I guess other people, they don't run a temperature at all, even when they're sick. What's that?
Keep it under your tongue.
It's under, all right.
Keep your mouth closed. How long have you been feeling this way?
Well, I don't know exactly. When I woke up...
Keep your mouth closed.
Well, how can I talk with my mouth closed?
Don't talk.
Who is he?
Just about to find out. Get your clothes on.
What do you mean?
A thing the matter with you. Get down to breakfast.
Okay, if you don't care what happens to me. But don't blame me if I get sent home from school with a temperature of 110. Don't blame me if you have to come get me because I'm infecting the whole school. You know, if that happens, they'll think you're some doctor.
Are you sure?
I'm as sure as a doctor can ever be, which is pretty darn sure.
But suppose you're wrong.
I'll turn in my license. Let's go finish the grapefruit.
Oh, Dr. Stone's residence. Oh, yes, he is. Just a minute, please. It's Mrs. Bassett. Something about Billy.
Bye, Mommy.
Bye, honey.
Yes, Mrs. Bassett. Well, have you taken his temperature? Mm-hmm. No symptoms of any other kind, either? Just doesn't feel well. How long has he been feeling this way? I see. Well, you better keep him at home, I guess. I'll stop by this morning and have a look at him. Goodbye. Very strange. It sounds just like Jeff. Dr. Stone. Tell me, Mrs. Paterno, exactly what are Lewis's symptoms?
Lewis Paterno?
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of this around. I'll better keep him home until I can have a look at him.
Oh, heck, everybody gets to stay home but me.
Yes, I'll be there shortly.
What is this? Alex, we'd never forgive ourselves if it turned out that Jeff was really sick.
Yeah, Dad, you'd never forgive yourself.
All right, stay home. But you're not fooling me one bit. I want you to know that. You're not fooling me one bit.
Well, gee, Dad, who's trying to fool anybody? Gee.
Dr. Stone. No.
Thank you.
50 steps once a day. I've been up 20 times. When will that boy ever learn to put his things away?
Chip, I wish you wouldn't leave your things all over the place.
I told you once I've...
You're looking more like yourself now.
Mom, I'm kind of hungry. Would you fix me something to eat, please?
Honey, you just had your breakfast 2 hours ago.
But I'm hungry.
But you're too sick to eat.
Well, I was, but I feel fine now. I'm not kidding, Mom. I feel fine. Maybe I should get up. I mean, there's nothing doing around here, and I feel fine, so...
Honey, it looks like you found plenty to do around here. Look, I had this all cleaned up yesterday.
Mom, please, can I? Please?
Well, if you're sure you feel all right, I don't want to disturb your father. He's busy with patients.
Well, why disturb him? You know, Mom, it's kind of funny. A little while ago, I didn't feel so good, but now I feel great. It's kind of funny how all of a sudden you feel great, isn't it, Mom?
Yes, it is.
Louis Paterno?
But Louis is sick, you know that.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he's okay by now.
Then why are you calling him?
To see if he can play.
Oh, no, if you're well enough to get out of bed, you're well enough to go to school.
Oh, Mom.
Put the phone down. I'm writing an excuse to your teacher.
But, Mom, the days have...
And if I were being completely truthful with her, I'd tell her I don't think there was ever anything wrong with you.
Oh, golly.
Oh, honey, if there are any calls, I'm going first to the Bassetts, then to the Paternos, and then I'll... Oh, brother.
Dr. Stone's residence. Oh, well, I don't think... Yes, he is. Just a moment. It's Mrs. Harshbarger.
Yes, Mrs. Harshbarger.
Frank Harshbarger? He's in my class, too.
Are they all in your class?
Who?
Bill Bassett and Louis Paterno and now Frank?
Well, yeah, sure. Why?
Well, don't worry about it. I'll be there shortly. I'm just leaving. Goodbye.
All these boys are in Jeff's class. Do you suppose there's something contagious?
Yeah, maybe it's like Mom says. Maybe it's contagious.
This can't be just a coincidence.
Oh, it's contagious, all right.
Well, if it's contagious, then...
Well, what can it be?
Well, I won't bother with the technical term for it. The common name is hooky.
But, honey, there are four of them. I mean, even if it is something like that, there must be a reason. Maybe there's something in what Jeff says.
Oh, it says about what?
The teacher. He says they all feel the same way.
I wouldn't jump to any conclusions.
Honey, all I know is that Jeff has never felt this way about school before, and now look at him.
Yeah, now look at him.
You get back into bed, young man. Honey, I'm going down there. Well, I'm going to do something. Miss McGinnis?
Yes?
I'm Jeff's mother. My son is in your class.
Oh, please sit down. You must forgive me, Mrs.
Stone.
Mrs. Stone. I'm new here.
I know.
There are 34 in the class, and it takes a little time.
No, it must be hard. I don't know quite how to describe Jeff.
Well, I'm afraid sometimes he's a bit fresh.
Oh, Jeff. Yes.
You know him?
Yes, we usually spot the leaders first.
Oh, well, I didn't know he was a leader, but...
No, you can usually tell pretty quickly which ones the others to imitate. Oh, Jeff was absent today.
Yes,
there were a number of others.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. That and... Well, I was wondering if he'd been giving you any trouble. I got the impression from remarks he'd made that things aren't... that he feels he's not doing too well.
Or that I'm not doing very well.
Oh, it isn't that.
I don't know what I've done, but... I seem to have gotten off on the wrong foot. I was aware of it the first day. There's a hostility in all of them. Particularly the boys.
And I just can't seem to break through it.
Oh, this is your first week. I'm sure that in
Mrs.
time...
Mrs. Stone, this is my first class. And, you know, when you're on your own for the first time, well, it isn't like training school. I came in here the first day, I was scared to death. I shouldn't have been, but I was just terrified.
Well, I'm sure it isn't easy.
If you could imagine what it's like to face 34 strange children just sitting there, daring you to make a wrong move.
Well, I know how it is to handle my own house with only two.
So maybe I was too strict. But I didn't want things to get out of hand. I just couldn't let them see that I was afraid of them.
Well, I think if the children understood...
Oh, I couldn't let them know. My authority would be completely gone, ma'am.
Yes, you're quite right. Well, I'm sure everything will work out.
Oh, I didn't mean to complain.
Oh, boy. I'm afraid that's what I came here to do.
I'm so sorry. You want to talk about Jeff, and I'm just...
I don't think that's necessary. I think we understand.
Oh, I just wish all the parents would be like you.
I'm afraid they are, unfortunately. But maybe we'll improve. In the meantime, if there's anything I can do to help... You know, maybe there is. Hi, Mom, what happened?
Hi, darling, how'd it go?
Oh, hi. Well, I'm afraid Jeff is right. I had a talk with Miss McGinnis and... Well, I found her very inexperienced. In fact, she told me this is her first real teaching job. She's never taught a class before.
Oh.
It's true. I mean, she's fresh out of training school.
But the way she cracks down.
Oh, I know. She told me about that. She said the first day she faced the class, she was scared to death.
Scared her?
That's right.
Scared of what?
Well, you. And the rest of the class.
What would she be scared of me for?
Well, she says that you're one of the leaders of the class, so if you...
Where did you get that?
She told me.
Oh, what does she know?
Well, maybe she's wrong, but that's what she said. She said it was obvious from the start. Well, anyway...
What did she say again? She said I was the leader?
She said you're the one all the boys imitate.
Well, wait till Lewis hears that. He thinks he's the big cheese.
Actually, I felt rather sorry for her. It must be very difficult. Your first class, the first week, 34 children, all strangers, all against you. But that's beside the point. If she can't handle the class, she has to go. She has to be replaced. Well, I'll go back tomorrow and have a talk with the principal.
Oh, now, wait a minute. That's not fair. The woman's entitled to a chance, for heaven's sake.
But if she hasn't had the experience...
Well, where's she going to get experience? A teacher's got to start somewhere. You can't expect her to be perfect the first day.
All I know is what Jeff tells me. He says they all think she's impossible, so she'll have to go.
Well, Mom, I didn't say that exactly.
You always said she was unfair, right?
Well, not unfair exactly, but she didn't have to keep the whole class after school the first day.
Well, she said herself she thought that was a mistake.
She said?
Being too strict. You see, that was her inexperience. She was so frightened and unsure of herself that, well, she felt she just had to set an example the first day or things might go wrong. But that's no excuse. I mean, a teacher who is unsure of herself...
Well, Mom, she's not that terrible, really. It's just... Well, some of the guys were cutting up a little bit, maybe.
Some of the guys?
You know how it is, Dad. It's the first day, a new teacher. You know, they want to find out how she's going to be.
And when they found out, they didn't like it at all. Is that it? Maybe it wasn't her fault at all, Jeff. What do you think?
Well, the trouble with Lewis is he thinks he runs everything. Always telling guys what to do.
How am I doing?
You ought to be in politics.
Lewis started all this.
Started what? What did Lewis start?
Never mind. I'll talk to Lewis.
Do you think you might be well enough to go back to school tomorrow?
Sure, I feel fine. Hi, Mom. What's the matter?
Yes, Miss McGinnis. Oh, I
I'm so glad. Nobody absent? Oh, well, I was sure everything would work out all right. What? Yes, Jeff is a fine boy. But I'm sure everything will be fine from now on. Thank you for calling. Bye. Oh, Alex, she's so happy. And she thinks Jeff is responsible for the class behaving.
That's my son. When he's good, he's very, very good. When he's bad...
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. How was school today?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you can't do much better than that.